Very good, thank you. So from here, we are going to back up. If you all remember, we decided to hold item number 9. This is the spring turkey hunting season for today, as we wanted to give the department some time to possibly come up with a proposal that would meet some of the concerns that were brought forward by yesterday's petitioners. And so I know Director Kirschman and his team have worked to come up with a proposal. So we'll hear from both Andrew and we'll hear from Director Kirschman. But what I'd like for us to do is amend the current proposal before us, which includes what Director Kirschman is handing out now, and then we can move forward with the amended version. Thank you.
One each to measure who's eligible. Got one thing.
So at this point, would it be easier for us to move forward with the amendment, Andrew, or Director Kirschman, or do we first need to hear comments from Andrew?
Andrew addressed what's currently in there, and then we'll talk about this piece, and then you can take that action.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. So a lot of change going on. Obviously, Director Kirschman explained some of that here. So what I will do is, this is the second reading for the spring wild turkey hunting season. So if there were no change to the proposal, no action would be necessary. But obviously, in this case here, there will be a department recommendation based on the previous discussion, which would require action. What I'll do is I will go through some of the new information separate from the recommended change to Black Hills turkey, just an overview of the spring wild turkey hunting season, and specifically the addition from last month when this proposal was initiated is we have license numbers. We recently got spring turkey harvest data, and we use that information to make license recommendations at a unit level. So I will first run through just general overview of the season and then get into some license numbers. But I did go over this last month. Season structure there. There's essentially two seasons. There's a prairie season, which starts the second Saturday in April, and then there's a Black Hills season that starts the fourth Saturday in April. Both of those seasons end the end of May. So obviously a little bit of a truncated season in the Black Hills. There's a few other units there, 08A, 44A, and 58A, that have modified seasons. You can see that explained in the action sheet. And then there's also some access permits that have a modified season that goes April 12th, the second Saturday in April, through the end of April. And those access permits are available in Good Earth State Park and Adams Homestead Nature Preserve. In Adams Homestead Nature Preserve, there's 30 archery access permits and 20 mentored youth access permits, whereas Good Earth here, there's only 5 archery access permits. Importantly, what I want to just point out, because there's been a lot of confusion with the hunting dates, especially for the mentored youth opportunity. Folks will get that license, and there was some difficulty printing on that license where they thought they could hunt from April 12th, that prairie hunting season, through the end of May. Whereas when they're in the Black Hills, they can only hunt that fourth Saturday in April. So just want folks to be aware, if you have that mentored youth license, you can hunt on the prairie starting April 12th, but you need to wait till April 26th to hunt in the Black Hills. Won't go through the specific licenses until we get to the administrative action requirements and restrictions. Nothing changing there. The proposal that was approved last month was just a minor boundary change, similar to fall turkey, changing unit what was called 10A to 18A, because that was really a misnomer, and then expanding the statewide archery spring hunting. So this is one of the few archery hunting opportunities where you can hunt anywhere in the state. So even if there's no firearm hunting opportunities for turkey in the spring, you can hunt those units. So for example, figure one on page 29, everywhere in the state, all of those white units, you can actually archery hunt there, and there's no gun hunting opportunities, with the exception of Custer State Park. So the slight change was, before that, there was part of Lake County that was prohibited archery hunting, and we recommended, and the proposal that was put forth was to open that entire unit just to make it simple, and it's statewide, and being male-only archery has, as Director Kirschman explained, a negligible impact biologically. So at this point, I'll look to Director Kirschman. Do you want me to go through some license number changes, or do you want to jump into this proposal, which need to take some action on what a recommendation would be?
Go ahead and talk about the license.
Okay.
Which adjustments provision will work.
So the on page 33 are just the license numbers. We wanted to get those in front of the public so they have, well, they'll actually have 2 months, being as though we don't meet next month, to look at these license numbers, provide comment. No action is necessary on the administrative action. That would be September meeting. We'd finalize that. So I'll just run through really quickly some changes. Not much going on. There were a few units, northwestern South Dakota, western part of the state, where license numbers were increased. For example, in Harding County, licenses went from 100 to 150. Maybe point out one unit where there was more of a significant decrease would have been Bennett County, going from 30 to 10. I mentioned yesterday there was, we don't know the exact impact of this flooding event that we experienced. Bennett County wouldn't be affected by that as much, but some of these license numbers may even be changed at the September meeting if we find out more if the flooding affected productivity. I'll just point you to some information really quickly. I believe it's on page 35, so the page after administrative action. That is a current study that we have going on in Gregory County. I'd be very careful to draw a lot of inference to this because it's only a few radio collared hens, but they did find in that last bullet point, so there's 6 bullet points, that sixth one, 2 of 4 females that they had nesting that were monitored with these radio collars or radio harnesses had their nests lost predation during the flooding event. So there was a lot of other animals that were radio collared, radio marked, that weren't nesting during that flooding event. So it again, it's 2 out of 4, but be very leery to make any extending too much inference to that. But it is an interesting data point and just shows the value of some of the research that we do, that we can see that this flooding does affect turkey survival potentially in the form of limiting recruitment. Again, we'll closely monitor that. Not a lot of changes. Again, because the spring turkey hunting opportunity is male-only, so we don't think that has a huge biological impact. We'll see more of the action in the fall turkey hunting season, and you saw that yesterday with some of the moves to alter license numbers and close some units. So with that, I certainly can take any questions, but I think Director Kirschman might have some more substantive recommendations based on the petition yesterday.
Very good. Any questions for Andrew before we hear from Director Kirschman? All right, seeing none.
Thank you, Andrew. And again, good morning, commissioners. First, I just want to say thank you to Andrew and staff having conversations working on this last night. Thank you to Andrew for updating the action sheet so you can actually see it on paper as well this morning, and appreciate you doing that work. So on your action sheet that we passed out, it'd be essentially the second page or the back of the first page, you'll see a recommended change to the proposal there. And that is the result of the conversation that ensued about the petition yesterday and essentially your request for us to look at that and come back and further discuss this and potentially bring something. I also passed out to you, when we passed out the action sheets, a one pager that just provides you some historical license number for resident hunters and non-resident hunters that is specific to the Black Hills spring hunting time frame there. And yeah, I had just pulled this out earlier this week, going under the assumption that this would come into the conversation quite possibly. And it's always nice to have that historical data to go back and look at to see how numbers fluctuate. As we mentioned yesterday to you, not unusual to see the number of licenses purchased or obtained based on what our population is doing out there as well, whether we're talking turkey, pheasant, other things like that. And when you look at that for both residents and non-residents, you can really see in those mid-2000s where those numbers went up. And that was a time period where we had very strong turkey numbers in the Black Hills. And then you can see how that adjusts and changes as some numbers go down due to many different reasons. If you look most closely at the non-resident column there, especially the last handful of years, you will see that that number has continually climbed or increased there. Interesting enough, you look at 2020 down to 1,300 and some, and then boom, the next year it went up by almost 1,400. Obviously, our assumption, knowing what happened during that time frame with the pandemic and COVID, there was a lot of travel that just simply did not happen by folks for various reasons, obviously. But then it was also the recognition that South Dakota remained open and we were providing hunting and outdoor opportunities, and people responded to that as well. And you can see that that trend has continued. So based on the conversation yesterday and the petition that was brought forward, we had some internal conversations last night looking at some different ways, some different perspectives. I would offer up again, I think one of the telling comments that was made by you as a commission body yesterday from Commissioner Bartling was the word reasonable. And when you look at this, what is a reasonable approach? And certainly reasonable is going to be different for each individual and how they define that, right? So pulling out a strategy, an approach, or a number is just not as simple as just saying, this is it, right? And so there's a lot of different ways that you can look at this. One of the things that we always talk about is to keep things simple. We're not looking for additional complexity in structures, drawings, things like that. But yet, how do we provide some type of suggestion or an approach to help address the concerns that were shared with you as a commission body and the department from resident turkey hunters in this conversation? Certainly we had the petition, we had multiple comments, individuals that certainly had some level of support of limiting non-resident turkey hunters. So you heard that message. So we looked at these numbers, and you can see on there, you can see the average over that 2000 to 2024 time frame. You can see a five-year average, you can see a 10-year average. Just gives you some numbers. Ultimately, what we came to as a consideration to bring forward to you this morning, and you can see that on your action sheet, is basically looking at the number from last year, 3,170 non-resident turkey licenses obtained. And what we did is we basically applied a 30% decrease. And that's how we came up with that approximate 2,225. If you look at that number in comparison to five-year average, 10-year average, it falls right in the middle of those two timeframes, a little bit above what that 24, 25-year time period is. I don't know how significant that is to a five-year, 10-year average, but in our conversation, the comments that we heard, and some of the comments that you folks made, we thought that that would be a reasonable, good starting point for this conversation. So we applied a 30% reduction to the non-resident license number from 2024, this last spring here. And just I rounded up by a few, obviously, when we put this together to 2,225 as a starting point for your conversation. So that is how we came up with the number. That is some historical information there for you. And that's why you will see our recommended change to your proposal, which would be to put a cap on the non-resident side of things. We would retain the current structure for residents, which is unlimited for the Black Hills. So no impact to them. And this would result then in a limited draw opportunity for hunting in the Black Hills for non-resident turkey hunters. I know the question was asked yesterday, it might have been Commissioner Locken, if we went to something like this, can we put that in place? And I think it was you, Commissioner Locken, I apologize if I'm misspeaking. From the standpoint of programming that in our licensing system, we do this for many seasons, right? So that would not be an obstacle. We can apply and put into the system a limited draw for the non-resident portion of it. That's not an issue or an obstacle. And then the last thing that I would point out to you, your administrative action sheet that Andrew has part of that package where it has the license numbers, you will see that we did include Black Hills in that very first line under the non-resident portion of it, that 2,225. Again, just to have it all together for you in front of you here. And if you decide to go through your conversations, a different number, we'll adjust everything accordingly. But So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, that is what we have forward or bring forward to you this morning as a suggestion, recommendation for this topic of putting a limitation on the number of non-resident turkey hunters for the Black Hills. Turn it over to you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Director Cushman on the proposal that he brought for us this morning? What I'd like to do is we will need to amend the current or the original proposal so it reflects what we see now. So with that, if we have no questions or comments, we do need a motion to amend it to include this new language, and then we'll vote on the amended version. So I need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Bartling. Seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of approving the amendment brought forward, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is amended. With that, we have the newly amended version. Any comments from the commission on what's been brought forward from the department? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Kirschman. That this has been certainly an issue for many, and you know, I appreciate the history that you've given us. You know, looking at 2005 through 2008, we had over 6,000 total hunters, and we're approached that again this last year. And so, certainly, it does look like we're hitting that, you know, social threshold, if you will, of what we have, you know, for available areas for hunting and whatnot. And so, no, this is really good data, and I appreciate the work that you guys did going into that and kind of summing all that up and from past experiences of past discussions of concerns. And I think this is a real good compromise to what the original numbers was. So thank you very, very much for that work.
Additional comments?
Madam Chair.
Who's this? Commissioner White.
Commissioner White, I think this is right on line with what the discussion revolved around yesterday. You know, I think it came back also to the fact that our resource and the turkey flocks has stabilized, have been showing some stress. I think this action can address that issue also. So I would certainly approve of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner White. Additional comments from the commission? Seeing none, we do need to move forward with final action on, or with approval on this proposal. We do need a motion and a second. Moved to approve by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of approving the amended proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. It will have finalization in September, which will allow the public to provide comment for the next 2 months. And we do not need to take action on item 9B. That will take place in September as well. All right. Thank you, sir.